OPT Network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, we like to tell you every single morning, it's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. We welcome you from all parts of the world this Wednesday morning. It's a short work week and it's hump day Wednesday. And if you're up and back on the grind and yesterday felt like your Monday, well, it wasn't. Today is Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week. And it's all downhill from here. Remember, we'd like to remind you that school zones, well, they're in effect until 9 o'clock. If you're traveling in this morning, please make sure that you're watching out for kids that are standing at school bus stops, kids that are walking, and those crossing zones. They're flashing. They're on until 9 o'clock. And we know how it is. I mean, yesterday, everybody you talked to, it seemed like Monday. So everybody's trying to get back into the swing of things, trying to get kids back on course. You know, it seems like they were out of school so quickly, right when many of them started. So we're all trying to get in the groove of things, get our stride, and make it happen. So if that's you this Wednesday morning, make sure that you are staying engaged. Make sure that you just give yourself enough time to get there safely. And if you're running late, you know what? You might as well just slow down. Take your time and get there when you get there. If you're just joining the show, it's 7:37 a.m. on Wednesday, September 5th. You're listening to the OPT Network. And this morning, we've got a couple of interesting things that we're talking about. This month is Hunger Action Month. And so we'll be talking to the Food Bank of Central Louisiana about how you can get involved and what that means, not only for Central Louisiana, but for our country. And I want to take a quick rewind to yesterday's show. We got a lot of great feedback about Confessions of a Control Freak. You can go to her website. We'll give it to you just a little bit later in the show. You can go on Amazon.com. You can get the book from bookstores. You can order the book. The author is Priscilla Knox Morrison. And just a lot of great tips. And really what it did, what that show and the book reminded us all, is that we're really not in control. And when you look at all of those things that you try to control during the course of a day, a week, a month, a year, sometimes it gets a little bit overwhelming. Well, why am I talking about that this morning? I'm talking about it because a lot of people's hearts were really not pricked yesterday. A lot of us really sort of bypassed that conversation and said, well, you know, maybe they're not talking to me. I'm not that big of a control freak. But you know what? When we try to control our lives, our situations, our careers, our kids, you know what I learned just a few years ago? I learned you can't even control your kids. When you drop them off in the morning or you put them out to the bus stop and they get on that bus, you know what? All you can do is teach them the best that you know how, give them the best information, the best resources, and hope that they utilize them. Because you know what? When they get inside of those school doors, you just have no idea. They're going to use their own little minds and their own little people. And all we can do is what we can do. And so this morning, if you're traveling in and you're trying to control everything around your surroundings, you're trying to make sure that it all works out just the way that you need it to, I would say to you this morning, take a deep breath, because yesterday did somewhat feel like Monday. Take a deep breath and just breathe in, breathe out, and say, you know what? I trust God to perfect those things that concern me, my family, my job, and everything that concerns me, because that's all you can do at the end of the day. You know, this morning as I was getting up and I was making up my bed, and I said, you know, as women, we want everything to be perfect. You want the bed to be perfect. You want the towels to be folded perfectly. You want everything to be perfect. And why does it really matter? You know, it's undue stress is really what it is. We're stressing ourselves about things that really don't matter. Now, am I saying not to be excellent or to impart a spirit of excellence? I'm not saying that at all. But sometimes the small things that we're trying to control that really don't matter, we won't let our kids mow the grass because the lawn is not going to look like we need it to look. Or we don't let our kids fold the laundry because they're not going to fold it just right. Well, you know what? I got over that a long time ago.
those chores are just that. They're to help our kids to learn and to become self-sufficient. And what we've got to learn in controlling is that everybody does things differently. And the end result, as long as the end result is good and it helps, that's really the most important thing. So if you're driving in this morning and you're trying to control everything, again, I say to you, take a deep breath. Remember that old saying, take a chill pill? You know, sometimes I think we take ourselves way too seriously and we start to stress over things that really don't matter. And when you look at the totality of that statement and you look at the totality of what you're stressing about and you realize it really doesn't matter, it will give you a sense of peace. And that's what control does when we get overwrought in control. It takes away that sense of peace that you have. And I think it's strategic. I think it is something that comes upon our lives, that begins to just encompass our lives. And it's really fear trying to appear real and us trying to manipulate and control. And so if that's you this morning, you know, I hope it's a word for you. I hope that you just relax. And I know that this doesn't happen overnight, but you got to start somewhere. But before you can start, you got to realize that you're trying to control everything and everybody. And I read this really, really interesting article that was written a few months ago, and it was talking about nagging. And that's one of the things that Priscilla talked about. She talked about nagging. And for those of us who are naggers, and nagging can be misconstrued. Some people think it's just a gentle reminder. Some people are whiny naggers, and we nag our husbands, we nag our kids, and sometimes our husbands are naggers. But nagging is a way that kills relationships, you know, and it's another form of control. And you're trying to get that person to do what you want them to do, when you want them to do it, and how you want them to do it. And so if that's you, I'd say this morning, stop the nagging. Again, take a chill pill, relax. And, you know, ladies, I know how you are and how we are. When we want something done, we want it done yesterday. And, you know, if it doesn't get done, it's like we can't rest. And I'd say this Wednesday morning, this hump day Wednesday morning, don't sweat the small stuff. Because when you look at the totality of our friends and our families down in Plaquemines Parish, down in La Place, we've got so much to be grateful for that nagging should not even be on our agenda this morning. We should be grateful just to have air conditioning. And speaking of air conditioning, it is going to be another hot, hot day. We want to remind you to pray for our friends and our families that are still fighting to get their homes situated, to get back into their homes. And many people still don't have homes. As we were traveling in this morning, the shelter has been cleared out, but people are still in limbo. And so we want to remember all of those people, even if you don't know anybody. You know, remember that there are people out there that probably are not sweating the small stuff today, that they have really a lot bigger things on their agenda. And when you look at what you do have, you'll get a sense of gratitude this morning. It's Wednesday morning, and it's 7:44 a.m. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Please watch out for school buses, school zones, and school kids. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about Hunger Action Month and how you can get involved. Stay on point, everybody. We're back on the other side of this break.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is here. She's in Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. She's here, she and her team, to answer any and all insurance questions and help with any and all insurance needs. And all you've got to do is pick up and dial 318-487-1881. And you know, now is the time that we need to be assessing and making sure that our insurance is where it needs to be, because as we saw from Isaac, we never know when or where a storm will be looming. Switching gears this morning, we're talking about this month, the month of September, being Hunger Action a Month. And it's an issue that almost 49 million people in the United States have to face on a year-round basis. But during the month of September, every one of us can do our part to help to raise awareness on hunger in our country. And it, I know it's tough to believe, with all of the issues that we have, it's tough to believe that we do have hunger issues, but we do indeed have them. And here to talk about that very important issue is Jane Wright-Velez. She is the Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. Jane, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we seem to visit the food bank a lot, and you know, we see lots of people that are having challenges, you know, especially our seniors. But it's not only our seniors, it's not only in Central Louisiana, but the statistics are showing that about 49 million people in the United States face this on a year-round basis. Let's talk about first what Hunger Action Awareness Month is.
Well, Hunger Action Month is simply about that, building awareness and to make sure that people understand that hunger is real, and it is in our communities, and it's mm-hmm. in our country. But then if you bring it back and, you know, drill down, it's really in our community, and it may be your neighbor that's facing this kind of these kind of issues. And people that here that are hungry look like everybody else. It's not a picture of, you know, famine in Africa and children with distended bellies and flies all over them. It's not that picture that you see on infomercials asking for money. But there are issues of hunger, especially with children and seniors, children that may only be eating at school and facing some really tough challenges. Here in our school systems, in our city, in our central Louisiana, it's, like you said, it's hard to believe, but when you hear the stories from the school personnel, it's like, wow. I can't imagine, you know, we had a hard time growing up, but it's still hard to imagine some of the things that these children are facing today.
And some of the reports that you all are getting directly from the schools, and what a lot of people really don't realize, especially if they don't have children in the school system, is that many children, the main meals that they get are breakfast and lunch at school.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why we borrowed an idea from a food bank in Missouri with the backpack program, is that there are children who are only eating at school. There are children who cry if they miss breakfast because they're late to school. Or, you know, they're going to school to eat, and that's the main reason they're going,
is
instead of, you know, to learn. But they can't learn if they're hungry.
Right. And, you know, and it's sad to say, because I know the people that are listening, and when you look at the numbers, 49 million people in the United States face hunger issues. And we say, well, what about all of the support that the federal government is giving to families? There is no need for this. But the bottom line is that we cannot punish those children for what may not be happening at home.
Exactly. Oftentimes the children are the ones who pay the prices for bad choices of their parents. And we can't punish them. And then, you know, for food stamps, one of the things that we have on our calendar for Hunger Action Month that I was just looking at, one of the steps that you could take is to live a day on a food stamp budget, which is $4.45
Wow.
We just spend on food
Wow.
for the day. So we do spend, as a whole, the U.S. is spending an incredible amount of money on food stamps or SNAP. But when you look at what that actually means to a family, it's not that much, especially with the way food prices are rising. And for seniors, you know, if you're a single person with no dependents, oftentimes they're getting the minimum benefit, which is $25 a month.
Wow.
And that was just recently raised in 2008. It used to be $10.
For food stamps.
For food stamps.
For our seniors.
Yes. I mean, and so a lot of, especially our seniors, a lot of them won't even apply because it's such a hassle. It's a 12-page application, and you get you might get $25 a month if you've jumped through all the hoops correctly.
Right. So, and it's not even worth the gas, really, to go in and go down there and try to apply for it.
Well, and for seniors who came through World War II and the Great Depression and everything, you know, they'll tell you real quick, they don't take charity.
Right.
And so that's another challenge of working with the seniors, but it's you have to admire them for that, their wherewithal that they're, you know,
right,
their determination to make it.
And Jane, I think that really speaks to a different generation, a generation that refused to take charity, as opposed to, you know, generations that we're seeing now, you know, that
absolutely
many depend on that.
Yes, there are many generational issues, and that's really a big question for the entire country. So how do you deal with that?
Absolutely. And this month we're talking about dealing with hunger and trying to help those people who have real and legitimate issues with feeding their families. And you said something earlier that a lot of people deal with, and that's pride. And every single month that we're at the food bank, we see lots of people. And I don't know if it's just my vision or not, but every month it seems like the lines are getting increasingly longer and longer. And as we travel throughout the different parishes, there never fails to be a time when somebody asks us how they can get a box.
Absolutely. And the lines aren't certainly not getting any shorter for us. And the situation, you know, is increasingly difficult. We're facing challenges with our own food supply and struggling and to meet the demands of our food pantries and our clients. we were talking earlier and you were asking me about our supplies, and you know, we're hoping for a much better fall, but this summer's been really tough, and over the past year our food supply from USDA has been down 48%.
Right, and tell people what that really means, Jane.
Well, each area of the country is allocated a certain amount of money based on their population and poverty statistics, and each year we're asked as food banks. We're very fortunate in the state of Louisiana that we work very closely with our Department of Agriculture. We're allowed to choose the items that we would like to order for our clients. And so we have this little set, we get our allocation of money, and then we can pick which orders would make up that allocation. And so this year, and I guess it started a couple of years ago, but with food costs being so high, the money simply doesn't go as far as it could before. And so...
So you're not able to get as much as what you used to get with what you have now based on the high cost of food.
Right. And that's one way that we get USDA commodities. The other way is when USDA makes a large market buy to help prop up market prices on crops. An example, you know, years ago they bought $29 million worth of cranberries.
Wow.
Fortunately, they asked us how we would like them. We suggested juice would be great. But they do make those kind of buys from time to time to help the agriculture community, and the food banks are the beneficiaries of that, those buys. But, you know, in recent months, in the last year, you know, the markets haven't needed that kind of support because the farmers are doing, you know, well, because the crop prices are up for the most part. That avenue of food is, you know, kind of dried up for us. So we're looking more at private donations and working with Feeding America and trying to bring in more things that are corporate donations through those avenues. And so we've been really hustling over the past few months just to make sure that we have enough food in the building to be able to pack the boxes. And now we're beginning to pack backpacks. And so...
So you're needing more food for that as well.
Absolutely.
And what we're noticing is that, you know, sometimes the boxes may not be as bountiful as other times, and that's probably based on the lack of food.
Exactly. You know, you may find very few staples in the boxes. We will get to our poundage, the requirement that we make up 50 pounds, but a lot of the stuff that we get donated from corporate America, oftentimes they're test market items. They're... very different types of things. There are things that you can use. There's always things you can use. But it's not going to be the main, it's not the main source of food. It's only supplemental food.
And really it's important to note that what goes in those boxes comes from donations.
Absolutely.
And so that's why it's critical this month, Hunger Action Month, it's critical to get people involved, to get you involved. If you've got an overabundance or if you can help in any way, we're going to tell you how you can do that. But more than that, Jane, there's so much that goes into the whole process that people really could never understand unless they visited the food bank. And unless you have, you know, unless you've been there and you understand it, you really don't understand the logistics of what happens and how important the food bank is to not only this community, but through communities across the world, across the nation.
It's a complicated... It's a complicated operation, lots of different components. They're all critical to what we do, everything from the volunteers that are packing the boxes and delivering the boxes that are seeing, you know, the families, you know, firsthand, to, you know, the folks that work in the warehouse or, you know, are scanning the internet for donated food.
Absolutely.
And there's, trying to bring it in.
And there's so much that goes into it. We're going to take a quick break here, but I don't know if you guys have thought about it or not, but we're close to Thanksgiving and then Christmas. The year has just really gotten beyond us. And we are asking for help. It's Hunger Action Month, and we need you. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to be back right after this.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling on Highway 71, it doesn't matter if you're north or south. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. And if you're just joining us this morning, it's 8:05. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Yes, we're in the middle of the week already. And it is September 5th. Can you believe we're already out of August, into September, and headed to Thanksgiving already? DC and I were talking, Jane, this... Well, a couple days ago, and we were saying, goodness, this has been the fastest year that we can imagine. Time is just steadily moving. But this month, the month of September, is an important month for the Food Bank of Central Louisiana and food banks across the United States, because it is Hunger Action Month. And what we're doing this morning is really sharing with people how they can open up their hearts and their pantries to the food bank and how to help to give back.
That's right. We want to encourage everyone to take at least one step during this month to help people learn about hunger, help the food bank, help your local pantry. There's a calendar that that food banks across the country are using, and they're calling it 30 Ways in 30 Days. And each day there's something different that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
It may or may not cost you money. It probably is going to cost you a little bit of time. And some examples would be to tour the food bank, to like us on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
you know, lots of different things. But there are a couple events that you can do that will help us raise some funds
uh-huh.
as well this month.
And let's talk about what those things are, because they're pretty easy as well.
Yeah, they're pretty cool too. The first one is going to be happening Saturday, September 22nd from 9 to 5. We're partnering with Hixson Autoplex.
Yay, Hixson. All right.
And they're participating in a Ford promotion called Drive for Your Community. And the way it works is that you can go by and take a free test drive of the Fords that they'll have out there from 9 to 5 that day. And for every test drive that is taken that day, $20 will go to the food bank. And they'll do up to 300 test drives. So we could earn $6,000 for the food bank that day.
Whoa. All right. That is September the what?
22nd.
September 22nd.
From 9 to 5 at Hixson Autoplex.
All right. We want to really, really, DC, we want to hit that really, really big. All people have got to do is go to Hixson starting at 9 o'clock and test drive the Fords that they have out there for you to test drive. No obligation. And for every person that does that, they're going to donate $20.
Exactly.
And we need at least 300 people.
Yes, we need 300 people to go test drive a Ford that day at Hixson so we can raise $6,000.
Wow, amazing. And Jane, $6,000 for the food bank is an incredible fundraiser.
Oh, yes, it's a wonderful fundraiser. And plus, it's fun. You get to test drive a new car.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then it's getting close to Christmas. So, you know, you can get your Christmas gift a little bit early. But, you know, one of the things that you said was touring the food bank. And I think that people that pass by, there always seems to be some activity around the food bank until you really go and see what the food bank is like. I don't think you can really understand, because I know before we got involved with the food bank, we really had no idea.
Well, and it's such a different thing, and we're still a relatively new organization. You know, across the country, food banks are pretty new.
Mm-hmm.
It started in, you know, the late 70s. You know, whereas some organizations have been around over 100 years doing things, you know, like the Red Cross, for example.
Right.
And so lots of people still don't quite understand the difference between food bank, food pantry. A food pantry is, you know, the group that's at your church that's giving out the
exactly.
food boxes.
Exactly.
And they're serving, you know, a smaller group of people. The food banks, which there are five in the state, are, you know, regional warehouses basically that are supplying all of those organizations.
Right.
And so, but lots of times people use those terms interchangeably, but they don't quite mean the same thing.
Absolutely. And that's important to note. And it's a hub for, as you said, so many people that are coming in and taking food out.
Exactly.
From the food bank. And there are lots of volunteers. And I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about your husband, who is there a lot of the time. And if you live here, you know how hot it is.
Yes.
And he is out there volunteering his time, sweating profusely, really trying to direct traffic and make sure that it goes smoothly, that everybody gets where they need to be, how they need to be there. Because at that on those particular days, people converge on the food bank, and some it can be hectic.
Yes. He's been drafted to volunteer. And he's helping, for those of you who haven't been around the food bank during the last week of the month, you may not have seen what the parking lot and the street begins to look like,
mm-hmm.
especially on the days where we're doing senior food box distribution. And it can be quite challenging. Our parking lot isn't that big, but in those We have 2 days of seniors distribution, and we're going to serve about 600 seniors in those days.
Wow.
And then the Tuesday and Thursday of that week are emergency food boxes. Mm-hmm. So they're for everybody else. So
right.
That whole week, there's just this constant stream of cars. And, you know, the seniors are there. They're scheduled to be there. But then the days that are emergency food box days are those days at the end of the month when everybody runs out of money before the first.
Right. And what
that's where they come.
And what's important to note is that, you know, we've even had people call us and say, look, I need help. I don't have any food. Grandparents that are taking care of grandkids. DC's had those personal phone calls. And what we can say and what we know about the food bank is that you guys really don't turn people away.
We do our best to help people in every situation. You know, we do have to do means testing because we do mm-hmm. handle, you know, commodities and those types of things. We do have to ask for some mm-hmm. minimal paperwork, but we do our best to work with people where they are. And, you know, whether that's somebody who comes in who's lost their job, and when our staff's talking to them and they find out they haven't eaten in 4 days.
Mm.
I mean, that just breaks your heart. And, you know, all the other crazy headaches that go on during the
right.
day are certainly well worth it when you find that you can help somebody like that.
Right. And, you know, we have to shout out, DC, to Veronica Dorn, who, I mean, Jane, she absolutely rocks. Veronica, I hope you're listening. And Dustin and Linda and Lori, who does the garden. I mean, listen.
Yes, indeed.
You know, there are so many people, but not so many people. It's really a small group of people that are working hard for this community and to be the change that they want to see. And sometimes when you go to places like that, you can find not so much warmth, but we've never found that at the food bank. Always willing to help. And Jane, the work that she does is, I mean, I don't probably have enough good adjectives to talk about the hours. And I mean, if people could see you guys, there's no air conditioning in that warehouse.
Oh no.
It's hot in the summertime and it's cold in the wintertime.
That's
probably
right.
Feels better in the winter because it doesn't get that hot. But, you know, it's just hand-to-hand work.
Yes, there's a lot of elbow grease that it takes to make things work around the food bank. And we are so blessed. I am personally blessed by, you know, the team that we have there. You know, all the folks that you mentioned and, you know, many more. They
mm-hmm.
work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, even beyond that, the volunteers
mm-hmm.
and the volunteers in the outlying communities, that they've been doing this for years.
Right.
You know, they're part of our extended family, and they're all working for the same thing, to make sure that no one in Central Louisiana is hungry.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you how you can help to keep the food stock at the food bank up. We don't ever want to see that leave our community. And most importantly, we want to make sure that the people in our community that are food, what they call food insufficient, have food. Stay on point, everybody. It's Wednesday. We're back on the other side right after this.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service
24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright-Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Good morning, everybody. This is the OPT Network, and this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more. The number is 318-767-2220. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the OPT this morning, it is 8:19, and we're talking about September being Hunger Action Month. We're joined by the Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, Jane Wright-Velez. And we're talking about how we as a community and as a people can come together to create a drive that will be meaningful and that will help to give back to and feed our community, Jane. And there are several different ways that people can get involved, because I know that people are thinking, okay, what can I do? And so there are things that people can do, starting with
the drive for your community. It's going to be held Saturday, September 22nd from 9 to 5 at Hickson Autoplex on MacArthur Drive. And the way it works is you get to take a test drive of a new Ford vehicle, and for every test drive that's taken during that time, Ford will donate $20 to the food bank. Mm-hmm. And they'll do up to 300 test drives. So what that means is that we get 300 people to take a test drive, and we'll raise $6,000 for the food bank that day.
Wow, that's great.
So we're encouraging everyone to come out and take a test drive.
All right, and then you have some other ways that people can get involved as well.
Absolutely. We've got another event that's coming up at the end of the month on the 29th and the 30th out at England Air Park. The Cajun Nationals Car Show is going to be held once again. This will be their third annual event. And these guys, oh my gosh, they work so hard and bring in so many people to compete in their car show. And during the first 2 years that they've had their event, they've raised $10,000 for the food bank.
Wow.
So it's an awesome event. It's a lot of fun. You're probably going to see a lot of cars you might not see otherwise. Mm-hmm. At least I had that experience.
Right.
But it's a wonderful event to, you know, go out, bring your family. There's food, there's cars. You can walk around outside and see some really cool stuff. There's all kinds of competition. Last year when I was there, they actually had like a limbo competition for vehicles, and they would drive, you know, these low riding cars and trucks, and they would keep lowering the bar to see who won the contest.
good family fun.
Yes. So you can support us by attending that as well. You know, you can host a food drive at your place of work or your church. You can bring your church groups to volunteer. We always need volunteers, especially now that backpacks are starting in the next week or so. We're going to be packing hopefully 1,200 backpacks a week.
Wow.
And that, again, takes a lot of elbow grease to make that happen.
Absolutely. 1,200 backpacks, Jane?
Yes, 1,200 backpacks a week.
That's great. A week.
A week.
Amazing.
Yes. So we've got lots of work to do all the time. We always need volunteers. And if you want to come in the evening, you've got a group that wants to come in the evening or on a Saturday, that's fine. Just let us know and we'll schedule you a time to work. And if you can let us know about how many folks you're bringing so we can make sure we're adequately prepared.
Absolutely.
And we've had groups as high as 350.
At a time?
Yes. A couple of Fridays ago, we had the freshman class from Louisiana College volunteering.
Amazing.
There were 320 of those guys.
You're kidding. And so what does that mean for the food bank in terms of the work that you can get done when you have 325 people at one time?
Oh, we had a wonderful day. It was chaotic, but it was good. we had put 60 of those young people in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
So we had lots of stuff going on in the garden. They did a lot of weeding, took down a lot of the plants that kind of, you know, stopped producing because it's so hot. It's the end of the season. So we did that. Got the beds ready to plant.
And let me just say that the garden did amazing, huh?
Oh, yes. It did very well. And we've actually started planting for the fall now. The other things that they did is they repackaged a lot of food for us. We talked about different kind of donations that we get. Mm-hmm. Some of them are often in large containers, and we have to repackage them before we can send them to a family. So the kids from LC actually repackaged everything from cookie crumbs to a powdered donut mix and then powdered sugar.
Wow.
So we did a whole lot of scooping and bagging that day.
Wow.
But they bagged 22,000 pounds of food.
Amazing. 22,000 pounds of food.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you what, once you get involved with the food bank, your life will never, I don't think it'll ever quite be the same, especially when you connect with those people that are receiving the food. They're people very much like you and like me that are just having some challenges. And one of the things that we were talking about during the break is that monetary donations that people can give to the food bank, no matter how large or how small, it makes such a difference.
Absolutely. It adds up, and it all adds up. And if everybody could just give something, whether that something is, you know, $5, $10 a month, you know, if you give $10 a month, you've more than sponsored a senior for the year.
Absolutely.
You know, you can, lots of different things that you can do, and you're helping to provide food. And the same thing when you do a food drive. Every can counts. Everything that you give is growing straight back into food boxes for needy families.
Mm.
And, you know, money, 96% of what every dollar is going straight into the programs. So we're not, you know, our admin costs are 4%. We are really a lean organization. You're talking about a small team, definitely.
You know, we just can't say enough good things about you, Jane, and about the food bank. And we're more than honored to be affiliated with the food bank. And I was telling Jane during the break that every month we have the privilege of going out and serving seniors. And there is nothing like it. And the gratitude that they display for us and for the food bank
And just the whole process is amazing. It is just, it's incredible how big and how much it means to those people.
It is a big deal for them each month. And they look forward to their food boxes. There's something different in there every month. Mm-hmm. Some have described it as Christmas every month because they don't know what they're going to get. And, you know, many of the things that we get for corporate donations are test market items. So there's things that they may not have ever seen before.
Uh-huh.
But it's an adventure.
Like one of those things was sweet potato fries. I know that you guys must have had an overabundance of those sweet potato fries. But people talked about how they loved them.
Absolutely. We had lots of sweet potato fries. We talked about the Starbucks coffee.
Uh-huh.
A test market item for them, you know, lots of different things that they get that, personally, I don't always buy those things, but, you know, it's okay. It's donated and, you know, we variety is the spice of life. We try to mix it up every time and, you know, make sure that they're getting some different things that they can use.
Absolutely. And again, I can't talk about the food bank without talking about St. Paul Lutheran Church down in Cocoville, in Mansoura. And, Reverend Gallerson, Ronald Gallerson, and his wife, Linda Gallerson, the First Lady, such servants. And they have formulated a team of people to come out and to assist in helping us with those boxes. And it has just been amazing. And I'm telling you, just the art and the love of volunteering, if you've never done it, this is an opportunity, whether you want to give in a monetary donation, whether you want to go out to Hickson Automotive right here on MacArthur on September the 22nd and test drive Ford. They're going to give $20 for everybody who will come out and do that, hoping for 300 people. And Cajun Nationals, which is going to happen September 29th and the 30th. And all of this money is going to the food bank to replenish those supplies. And I was saying to you, Jane, that you would think that those trailers full of food would be lasting, but that food doesn't really last for months and months at a time. Oh, really, you go through it quickly.
Absolutely. You know, the demand is so high. Some items will be gone in, you know, a couple of weeks. You know, it inventory turns really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The only things that seem to linger are the things that we have to work, whether they're repackaging or they have to be relabeled. You know, they take a little bit of extra time before they're prepared for distribution, but everything is turning quickly. And you know, we used to say that we'd have, you know, sort of a slow time in the month. Well, we'll get some extra work done. We've got the slow time, but there are no more slow times. And you're right, this year has zipped by.
Yeah,
it's just incredible now that we're facing, you know, the holidays. And it's like,
already wow is absolutely right. And also, you have some great partners, Jane, before we let you go, that really help. And I was saying to you that people are really, really happy when you guys have meat. And there are some stores in our local community that really help and donate.
Oh, yes. Our retail store donation program, and again, this is through a partnership that started with Feeding America, but in a pilot project with Sam's Club that we did for a year before Walmart fully came on board and started donating all of their perishable items. But then one of the big things that they do for us that brings items we'd never had before is that they pull fresh meat that on the sell-by date and freeze it so it stops the aging process, and then they donate it to the food bank. And so that's how the seniors are able to have packages of meat, because all these grocery stores are doing this now, and it saves them dumping costs, but it makes a huge difference to the seniors who are getting those food boxes, that they get a package of meat to go with their regular
food.
And that might be something they couldn't afford at all.
Absolutely. Amazing.
So we've changed our model a bit. Instead of getting full tractor trailer loads all the time that are donated, we've gotten smaller trucks, and we are in those stores 2 to 3 days a week picking up donations.
Amazing. And we thank God for those people and those stores that have chosen to be the change that they want to see in our community and in these parishes that you all serve. And Jane, I want you to tell people how they can connect with the food bank.
Well, you can always call us. Our number is 445-2773. You can find us on the internet at fbsinlaw.org. There are links there where you can actually donate online. Mm-hmm. You can specify which program you'd like it to go to, whether you want to sponsor a backpack or a senior box, or, you know, if you want it to go to the Good Food Project, that's okay too. But you can, there's certainly a field on the donation part where you can specify where you'd like your money to go. And, you know, we go to the nth degree to honor donor intent. And, you know, absolutely. But we wouldn't make it without our partners, without our volunteers, with our food donors. We just wouldn't make it. We have a whole network of 93 member agencies that support this work. You know, you mentioned the Gallersons. What a wonderful gift to their community they are. Mm-hmm. And there are teams like that in all 11 parishes. And by giving to the food bank, you're supporting all of those operations.
Absolutely.
And, again, the donations, the size doesn't matter. Just, you know, give. That's the most important thing.
And it's really important for people to note that the donations have to, they can't stop it. They have to really be perpetual for the food bank to continue to thrive.
Exactly. This is a year-round operation. It's not just the holidays. You know, some of our toughest months are in the summer because mm-hmm. hunger's not on anybody's mind during the summertime, and we scrape the bottom
it's
of the barrel.
Too hot to eat.
financially and in the warehouse. So, you know, we need all the help we can get, whether it's food, time, or money. We'll take any or all
food,
of the above.
Time, or money. Any of the above.
That's right.
Jane Wright-Velez, the executive director for the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. Jane, we can't thank you enough because we don't see all, but we get an opportunity to see how hard you guys work over there. And not only your hard work, but your hearts. And that is huge. And there's nothing like having a servant to make sure that the communities that we live in, people are fed and that people are not hungry, and especially our kids, y'all. And that's why these conversations, they're absolutely critical. So you can go to their website or you can give them a phone call at
445-2773.
Absolutely. And they'll tell you how you can connect with the food bank. Jane, thank you so much for spending the very best and busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody, but we're back after this.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in.
a trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah,
you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start. At the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat?
I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. And I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is in Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. You can phone Kyle at 318-346-6695. Make sure, again, we can't stress enough to make sure that you have all of your insurance needs met and on point. Again, the number 318-346-6695. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. And remember that Hickson Automotive Group right here in Alexandria is going to be doing a fundraiser to help fight hunger for the month of September. That's going to happen September 22nd from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. $20 is going to go to this fund every single time somebody goes into Hickson and test drive one of the Fords there. Again, we want 300 people to show up and show out for the food bank. That's just one way that you can support the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And also, thank you, Hickson Automotive Group and Dallas Hickson, for all that you and your company does for Central Louisiana. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Listen, stay and play right here in Avoyelles. There's always great and interesting things happening in Avoyelles Parish. Also, our partners at Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt. Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. I want to remind you about Get Fit Louisiana. Their number is 318-442-0106. You know, if you're just joining us this morning, as we were just sitting and talking about the food bank and talking about all of those people, and there are so many people, D.C., in our great city and surrounding listening areas that are servants and have servants' hearts. And if you've got things that are going on in your community, things that you just need to get out to listeners, that you need people to get involved and get active with, we'd like to know about it. And you can do that either by sending us correspondence in the mail at our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. The zip is 71302. Or you can simply pick up the phone and dial us at 318-445-5658. Now, I realize we are in and out of the office, but if you'll leave us a message, we will certainly get back with you. And what many people still, it doesn't matter how many times we say it, D.C., they still don't understand that after we leave the radio station, we go over to our offices on Government Street, and that's where we're based at. So we do the broadcast here, and then we leave here, and we go do the real work after the show is done. And so if you want to connect with us, you can always go to our website. There's a contact page on our website at www.onpointcxmas.com and connect with us. And yes, we do get a deluge of emails and information, but we're working very hard to make sure that we answer at some point every single email that we get. And on another note, and a very sad note, we got a call last week from our friend Sharon Renee Fields that her mother, Miss Geneva Davis, had gone home to be with the Lord. And we have been very, very sad and very, very prayerful for not only Sharon Renee Fields, but her entire family. And we know that her mom had been sick for a while. And, you know, I said to Renee as we were talking that there are no good words that will comfort you about the loss of a mother, and that all we can do is pray and trust that the family will just be enraptured by God's prayers, and that God will heal your hearts. And also, she wanted to just share with everybody that those services for Miss Geneva Davis, her mom, will be held this Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Matthew's Baptist Church. And there will also be a repast after the funeral, and her mother will be buried also at St. Matthew's. And so many of you know the family, many of you know Miss Geneva Davis, and I know just from knowing Sharon that the woman that I know had to come from the woman that was her mother, and that her mother was full of Jesus, I know, because Renee is. And so Sharon, if you're listening, our heartfelt prayers and condolences extend to your family, from our family, and from all of those people in the community that know and support you and the St. Matthew's family church. We know that they're going to be there to support your family as well and come together as a family. And so, you know, our life is just getting us ready for the eternal life. And one of the favorite things that I find solace in, and we always like to share when somebody dies, is that, you know, when we are present in our bodies, we're absent from the Lord. And when we're absent from our bodies, we're present with the Lord. But I had an opportunity to talk to Sharon about those moments and being able to just pray her mother on through, and to just see her mother lift up, her spirit lift up and go into the heavens. And what an amazing thing that is when you know that you know that you know that she's gone to the other side, a greater side. And so we say to you this morning, to the Fields, to Sharon Renee Fields and to the Davis family, we say to you to be encouraged, and that, you know, God is with you. He is with your family. And if there's anything that we can do to help, we certainly want to do that. And we want to remind everybody that if you go out and celebrate those services with the Davis family, that they're going to be held again at 11 a.m. at St. Matthew's Baptist Church. Stay on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people,
owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Could you put your back down now? Yes. I'm here for some fun. It is hot in this desert.
Where's all the humming people at? Where they at? Say it loud. L.
Hey, everybody. We just want to know one thing, DC. Where are all those hump day people at? They're trying to get to work, get to school. Y'all, it's Wednesday. Yeah, it's a short work week. It's September 5th, and it's 8:52 a.m. If you're just trying to get there at 9 o'clock, you still got a little bit of time. Remember, school zones, we still got a few more minutes. They're over at 9 o'clock, so just be patient. Get there safely. Let me just let you know that this segment of the OPT, well, it's sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, Darlene St. Romain. Big shout out to Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunkie. The number to phone is 318-346-2540. And in Opelousas, it's 337-942-9939. And I tell you, we're excited this Wednesday morning because we're asking all of you to join us in the Sinlaw Race for the Cure. It is the third annual Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure happening October 20th. Now, we are asking every single person that marched and walked with us and stood side by side with us last October, we're asking all of you to come out, and not only come out this time, we're asking that you bring your friends, your families, your sisters, your brothers. We want to make this race even bigger, even better, even greater than last year's race. Now you can go to the website. Let me give it to you. It's www.komensinlaw.org. You can go to the website today. We want to see you guys just blow the website up. Go to the website and sign up to join Team OPT. Octavia Jackson Williams is our team captain again this year. We say kudos to Octavia. Let me tell you, when we talk about servants, Octavia is one of those people who has a huge heart. She is always piling things on her plate to make sure that she is the change that she wants to see in her sphere of influence. So, Octavia, we want to give you a big shout out and a big thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for making sure that Team OPT is on point. Y'all, we really, really want to see so many people come out and stand with us. When you come out and you join the team, you stand up and you say, you know what? I'm not going to accept breast cancer. I'm going to fight for it. I'm going to help to be the change that I want to see. by eradicating breast cancer. Y'all, the only way we can do it is by raising money, raising awareness, and the consciousness of our sphere of influence. And so we don't care if you're in Winfield, we don't care if you're in Jonesville, we don't care if you're in Block or if you're in Villeplatt or in Bunkie and Opelousas, Marksville. I am telling you, all of the surrounding areas that we cover where there is not a race, we are the big race for Central Louisiana. We're asking that you guys come out. I promise you, if you come out, you will never forget. You talk about an anointing. There is such an anointing that happens at this race that it is absolutely unparalleled to anything that I have ever experienced, where people drop all of their inhibitions, all of their judgments, all of their preconceived ideas, and you just come out in a spirit of oneness. And you know what we come out for? We come out for that word that I absolutely love, love, love. Possibility. The possibility that if we all come together, we can eradicate breast cancer, and that not another woman will have to die if we come out and we stay strong and vigilant. Got to remind you about those mammograms for uninsured and underinsured. They're still happening at St. Francis Cabrini Women's Hospital. All you've got to do is give Diane Kitts a call, and they will tell you what you need to do to make that happen. If you're 40 years old or older and you have not had your mammogram, there is no excuse. The time to get it done is now. We're going to be telling you every single day. We're going to be watching our team to make sure that you all get registered. And we're going to be calling you out to make sure that you're on point with Team OPT. Here's the number for Diane Kitts at the Women's Life Center for those free mammograms. Okay, this is Cabrini's number, but you can just ask for the Women's Life Center. It's 318-487-1122. Y'all, it's going to be a ball. Every day we hear people saying, okay, when's the race going to be? I'm going to be standing with you guys. I'm going to be there. Okay, you can register today. All you've got to do is go to ComanSinlaw.org and register to be the change that you want to see in your community. Join us today. When it says to go out and choose the team, you just click on what, DC?
Right. You go to ComanSinlaw.org, and it's going to ask you if you click on join a team. And when you click join a team, you're going to click local, and then you go in and you'll see Team OPT. And you just join the team, follow the instructions.
And you know what, DC? If people have any questions or concerns, we helped a lot of people get registered last year.
Yes, we did.
So they can call our offices if you have any questions at 318-445-5658. The registration fee is still the same. It's still $25. And y'all, it's going to be a blast.
Yes.
It's going to be bigger, better, and greater than last year. Y'all, it's Wednesday. That's something to smile about. The rest of the week, we got this. You got this. Make sure that you go to the website and register to walk with Team OPT, or you can set up your own team, however you want to do it. We just want to see your face at the race. Y'all, we want to thank you, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. Remember, change starts with you. And it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Wednesday. God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.